of the Roses.
It's War of the Roses. You can get on our website at magic925.com. Let us know what's going on. I think somebody's cheating. We'll get to the bottom of it. We have Margie on this morning. Good morning, Margie.
Morning.
So, Margie, you're married.
I am.
What's going on?
My husband is, he's just kind of an absent. He's absent in our household. Like, I rarely see him. And he says he has no time for me. And when he says he's at work, I know for a fact that he's not.
Well, how long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 13 years.
Oh!
Kids involved here?
We have three kids.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I feel like a single mother already because I do everything. I'm sort of in charge of the kids solely. He's when I say never around, I mean, he's just never here. And I'm very close with his coworkers, and he clearly doesn't know that they're telling me that he's not at work when he tells me that he's at work.
So that's your inside track.
Yeah.
But how do you know? Do you know for a fact he's cheating on you?
Well, I know for a fact that he has before. I've caught him on the phone with girls before. You know, he gives me $100 a month for groceries, he says.
Wow.
$100 a month?
A month?
For food for three kids and you?
Yeah. And he has complete control of the bank account, and he changed the password so I couldn't, because I could tell he was, you know, when he said he was at work, he's got, you know, charges at bars, he's got charges at restaurants. I'm not stupid.
So, Margie, you think there's something going on. You think he's seeing somebody else right now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what we can do. I can call Carl. We'll offer him a dozen romantic roses. I mean, are you sure you want to hear what's going to happen here? Because, I mean, there's a good chance, it sounds like to me, he's not going to say your name.
Well, I want to catch him. I want to catch him with the hose that he's been out with.
Okay.
What does your mom think about all this?
My mom thinks I should have left him a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, your mom might be right. But we don't know yet. Let's find out.
I might be surprised.
Let's get Carl on the line.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Carl, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Carl. My name is Jackie. I'm calling from Fresh Prince of Floral, a new flower shop I just opened up in the Claremont area. We're new. We're trying to get the word out. So today, I've got a pretty cool promotion for you. I want to offer you a dozen red romantic roses to send to anyone you'd like completely free. We just ask that you spread the word about our flower shop, tell your family and friends, maybe even share us on social media.
Wait. So you just send roses, like, on my behalf to someone, and that's your marketing there?
Yeah. Like I said, we're trying to get the word out. Pretty creative way to do it. Give you free roses, and you tell everybody how awesome we are.
All right. Can you give me just a minute? Let me think about who I should send these to.
Of course.
Yeah, there's a couple choices.
Okay.
It's Carol. How about we go with Kuzan Bashar?
Okay, Bashar. Okay, and for the card, what can I write down on the card for her?
Can you put on the card to my hot Latin squeeze, your papacito?
Okay, your papacito, and should I add a name there, anything like that?
Yeah, from Carl. Put your heart, Carl.
Okay, got it.
Did he just say that he had trouble deciding who he was going to send it to?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Carl, it's Jagger and Christy at Magic. This is War of the Roses. The name that we were looking for there was anything but the other ones.
Margie.
Margie's on the line.
How about writing your wife's name down on the card?
Is that you, Margie?
Carl?
What is this?
This is your wife! And you just failed the test, Carl.
What are you talking about? I didn't fail any tests.
So, Carl, you write down... you can't even decide which woman's name to write down on a card.
Yeah, no, it's a friend at work. Seriously, I was just playing around with you.
You send flowers to your wife. Your hot Latin squeeze.
That's a secretary at work. It's a little joke we have.
You're an asshole, Carl. You know, I can't believe...
You know what? Whatever. I mean, I don't even know where you're coming at with this. Because
what I'm coming at? You have calling the house all the time. And if you think that he takes his card, the phone card out of his cell phone, so I don't know who's calling him.
You know why I do that? Because honestly, I've been planning a surprise for our anniversary. But
oh my God!
Really, like, since you don't trust me enough.
No, our anniversary is in 4 months. That's not happening.
What did he do for your last anniversary, Margie?
He We went to a movie.
Which you enjoyed, if I recall.
All right.
What about the kids?
You know what? What about the kids? I don't even care anymore.
What?
Wow.
You know what? You know what? You did catch me. And
yeah.
I'm just going to bounce out of this. I'll talk to you later.
Good. Good, Carl. Don't come home.
War of the Roses with Jagger and Christy. Weekday mornings on the 45s. Magic 92.5.